this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 396-0577 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's everything been going?
Ooh, busy, busy, busy.
Absolutely. Man, I had to pull it together for that introduction. I was laughing right when John started the show. We were talking about huge shout out, former graduate to Richland, playing for the state championship later today. I was laughing because John and I were reminiscing off the air about some great past coaches and our time at Richland. And so, I think I got all the laughter out of my system.
There's a little bit of high school pride going
there,
on.
There was some high school pride
going on. I'm a Richland graduate as well.
Absolutely. So we are full on. Shout out to the team for the good luck to the boys this afternoon.
But we wear red and gold now.
Yes, you do. We does not relate to the show, so that's just to your family specifically. Thank you for.
Well, I told my son, now you can say something that you got further in the high school playoffs than your dad. Yeah, because he plays at Kamiakin.
There you go. It's absolutely incredible. So yeah, just fantastic, fantastic year for the East Side and the sports. That's Mr. Tom Coyne with us. They're pointing out that he was also a Richland graduate. Don't hold it against either of us.
Please don't.
That's fantastic. But no, we're super proud. We always talk about it, and that's exciting. And one of the differences you get when you get some local boys here kind of doing the thing. So nice to know there's some deep roots that run there. People ask us sometime, and I think knowing a community like that, that's one of those differentiating factors with not only choosing local, but one of those things where it's different when you know somebody that's grown up in that community and you know the families. And as Tom and I are talking, you know, he's like, well, he lived next door to my uncle who coached his son who was on the team. You just get a lot of those connections that can really transform and lead to quite a bit of business success and maintaining those relationships.
You know, you're very true. My family came over from Oklahoma like back after World War II, so the Coynes have been here for a long, long time. And if you went to Richland High back in those days, you probably knew some of those brothers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy housing story and kind of our national celebrity real estate story. So I was super excited about this one. I want to thank the listeners for having us. We did an encore show over the last Thanksgiving weekend. Part of that was due to some family travel, but also is I am right in the midst of hockey season with both kids. If you listen to the show, you know I'm a big hockey fan. So I went through, thanks to a little bit of research on Realtor.com, and found seven homes that have their own hockey rink.
Wow.
That are
wow.
for sale and different versions of their own hockey rink. And the first one is absolutely crazy. And some of these are East Coast. So this one is in Riverside, Connecticut. Now, this is a house, $7.5 million. And that is for sale by a former NHLer. And this house is just absolutely incredible because on top of having over 1,000 bottle wine cellar, it's got its own hockey rink in it.
And who's the player?
Article did not say, McKay. Oh. There were some privacy issues going on there, I think. But absolutely a fantastic, fantastic property. Then you've got another one in Connecticut that was priced at $8.5 million, and it had a synthetic ice rink put in the basement. So so they put down synthetic ice that you can use regular hockey skates on. It's a hard polymer plastic.
There's
actually for a while there was one set up in the local hockey shop here in Tri-Cities, and they sell these kits and you can put down a synthetic and you can use your regular skates on this.
I was just gonna say, like, what's it take to keep ice frozen in your house.
So I've actually I've actually looked into this before.
I'm not surprised.
So, you've got to have compressors. I say I looked into it. I looked into it, and then I immediately looked at the price tag, and I thought synthetic ice was a great idea. Because yes, you have to have a compressor kit basically to keep the ice cold, plus the refrigeration lines. And basically, we're looking at if you want to do any sort of rink, and we're talking even a smaller sized ones, to get the compressors and the kits to even do a smaller sized rink, and some of these homes have done that, you're looking at minimum $130,000 for these kits. So, so as I was kind of browsing through the research and stuff, it was really, really interesting. Now, there were some that definitely got down there on the price a little bit. There was one in Michigan that was for sale and another synthetic rink. This guy did the bar that overlooked the rink. And so he's got his friends over. You got the bar there. Throw some skates on, you know, check some of your buddies into the glass. I can just see this really going a fantastic way. So interestingly enough, there's actually people are like, oh gosh, that is really an obscure story. But there's actually that I know of, and there's probably a couple more, but I actually know of four properties in the Tri-Cities that have synthetic rinks in them. There's one a buddy did that did, he did the basement, just like these articles, where it's kind of nice because you've got the cement walls up already, and so you can add some things to make it. But yeah, there's a couple synthetic rinks. There was an outdoor synthetic rink that somebody had done out Badger Canyon, north of Pasco. Two other folks had done synthetic rinks in some shops that they had as part of their house. So it's funny because I did that story and then I started counting it up and I'm like, gosh, in Tri-Cities alone, there's four of those style of rinks.
And so you've got comps.
So yeah, yes, there. McKay's been listening to the show. We actually have some comps that we can figure out with that. So that was a fun one for me to look up and kind of just get an indication. It's fun to dream about those things and see. And you see a lot of those are situational. Most of those homes had a massive hockey connection, or maybe they had played in the NHL, and so for training purposes, we see that a lot with those housing stories. Pick number two, on a national level, we had talked about the election, we had talked about the effects of the election, but just really interesting to kind of follow that up. I always I follow closely Elliot Eisenberg, a PhD economist, and his blog. And one of the things that was really interesting to note, just as a follow-up, is that U.S. consumer sentiment has surged in November. So it actually, in measured as a percentage, as now sitting, and that is consumer sentiment, is at 93.8. And that is the best reading that we have seen since May of last year. And so, you know, we had kind of the elections and it had dropped all the way to 87.2 from 90. And so it had dropped in October, and that was a 2-year low. And so nice to see now that these interviews and these ratings include some post-election thoughts now. And so now we've seen that number surge to, I think we're kind of, they attributed it to, we're kind of through that boxing match, bare-knuckled, you know, MMA fight that was the election, and have gotten through some of that. And so now you kind of see the country once again settling down a little bit and a continuation of some of that good consumer sentiment. So something to be on the lookout for, though, is that means people are going to be buying houses and feeling good about those purchases. We also, as we look at those indicators, though, know that some of that is going to eventually lead to an increase in rates. And so if you're looking to get something done before that starts, Tom and I are here to help out with that. So we had talked about a number of things the last couple weeks, and one of the things that we had gotten into was just taking a good look at, you know, how we operate, why we set our business model up the same. We have a lot of people contact us, so we got a great testimonial that came in through our website last week, and I just wanted to read this real quick. This came from Jessica, and she had written in, I'm so blessed by this team. Thank you to everyone who helped. When they say team, they mean it. Different people helped in every part of the process. They helped me find a painter, a plumber, and a roofer. They have connections for anything you need to sell your home, and get it ready to look awesome. And then on the other side, they had amazing people helping you pick a house and fight for what you need in your house to get the best deal. They had a team on both sides and are amazing. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
So we absolutely, and Jessica, we thank you for your business, and it was a pleasure to help you with your sale and your purchase. And it's interesting because a lot of times people aren't used to that model and how we've put things together and what the Kenmore team is about. So I just wanted to take a little bit of time to kind of go over that structure today and explain to people why we've set it up that way. Because a lot of times folks come and maybe they've moved from out of town and they get to us, and they're a little bit hesitant, Tom. They've had one agent, and that one agent has done absolutely everything. And so they get to our team and they work with an agent and they negotiate this amazing deal. And then they get introduced to our closing coordinator, and they might be a little bit hesitant. They're like, gosh, I've always only dealt with one person, and so this is new. And so we always talk to them about the advantages, and we try to meet their expectations. And actually, what ends up happening is we exceed those expectations from the old model. And so one of my favorite quotes of all time, and it comes from, we're getting into basketball season a little bit there, and comes from Michael Jordan, and he says, talent wins games. So you might have had an agent, and you might have gotten the house sold, and that probably won that particular game for you. But teamwork and intelligence wins championships. Hmm. And, you know, that's just when he was just, you know, in the thick of it and with the peak. I always go back to that quote from Michael Jordan when I look at how we're running our business and setting things up. And so and that's the thing is, too, is, yeah, we love our individual victories and we have them on each side. But we're definitely here to win the championship and to win that battle, you know, for your business and in the real estate world in the Tri-Cities. So one of the things that's different is I kind of brought a little breakdown of our team that we have set up. And, you know, myself as Lance Kenmore and as representing the Kenmore team, I am the designated broker there. And so what I like to liken it to with people is, you know, everybody, you know, knows the Seahawks. And so we have that. So I say, you know, it's a lot like Pete Carroll, right? So we want him coaching, and he's doing a great job there coaching on the sidelines and stuff. But when we get down into the red zone, we don't want Pete Carroll throwing the ball. I've seen him throw the ball, and he's pretty good at it, right? And so it's kind of like...
I've seen him out there pregame.
Yeah, I've seen him out
maybe
there.
Maybe back in his day.
But, you know, when it really comes down to it, you know, we're going to send Russell out there to do that job.
And I could say I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers
throwing than Mike McCarthy. Like to keep it within John here, or Aaron Rodgers. So, like you say, I've got some amazing Russells, and I've got some amazing Aarons on the team. And so when we get to those specific parts, I'm going to send them in, and I'm going to make the choice of that play and when we send them in and what they're doing out there, and then let them be great at that position. And so we've taken that analogy and we've moved that in. And so we have a specific web lead and inside sales associate, as it's called on our team, who's responding to those web inquiries, who's a licensed agent, but he doesn't go out and sell every day, and he doesn't have the pressures that come along with that. And so I wrote that down. You can imagine, because when you hire an agent and you hire somebody to sell your house, you're going to say to him, I want you to have a great web presence, right? And I want you to do a good job with your website. I don't think anybody would say, you know, I want to hire you and I want you to do a so-so job,
an okay job
with your website. So one of the things that we've looked at is that, okay, doing a great job is that I put your house up on the websites and I put it on 50 different websites. And then when I get a call on that, I talk to that consumer within 5 minutes. And I get back to that consumer right away. And I let them know how great your house is. And I answer their questions. And then I convert them into seeing your house. So, but... if you hire an agent, you also want an agent that does a lot of business, right, Tom?
Absolutely.
I mean, you probably don't want an agent that has one or two deals. They might not have the experience, correct?
Makes you wonder why they only do one or two deals.
Okay, so we just talked about that example I gave. So if you want to hire an agent that's busy and that has a lot of business and that can generate more, now all of a sudden we've generated a problem for ourselves. Because if they're here doing the radio show and they're preparing for the radio show...
They're not returning the web email contact.
They're not returning that web email contact. And they might not return it for 4 hours. And you know what happens when they don't return a web contact email in 4 hours?
Clients moved on.
Yeah. They're on to somebody
Four
else.
4 hours, huh?
Yeah. I mean, and actually, our standard on our team is we're trying to get to those leads in five minutes. Okay.
Wow.
So to do that, we had to develop a different system, a system that was outside the realm of the normal operating procedure. And there's a lot of times people say, well, I actually put an autoresponder on my website. I don't know about you, but if you have an autoresponder on your website, I think you can usually tell when that response comes back. So we want a licensed Tricidian real estate agent. And I tell you what, it was a big difference for us. And it cost me a lot of money to do that, but I knew the investment would be worth it. And so we have somebody in that position. We have somebody monitoring those websites. We have we call the hot phone. It's like the president's red phone.
Mm-hmm. Autoresponders are too impersonal.
They're too impersonal, and you're not getting, you might have a question that is very different than what an autoresponder can do. And so we have somebody in that position. And then we have a professional photographer on staff so that we can do that. So we've segmented those roles so that you're getting a negotiator, you're getting a professional photographer, you're getting somebody that's measured hundreds of houses and have taken the photos the right way and positioned it correctly. So we've broken that down. So we've talked about our inside sales agent, our web strategies. We've talked about our marketing agent and our graphic designer. And then we've talked about your interaction with an agent, say a listing agent if you're a seller, or a buyer's agent if you're a buyer, that is there to help you negotiate the best possible deal. And so what's great about that is have these amazing team members that have taken on these other roles that allows us to sit down and figure out what's the best way to negotiate, what's the most recent changes in the law, what do we need to be looking out for our clients when we're looking at these contracts. And it really has allowed us, like I talked about when we led into this segment, to exceed those expectations through specialization. And it really has been kind of the core of what we've been working on. And it just gets better and better. We probably never have had so much fun as we've had the last couple of years. And it really gets to a point where, yeah, it is better and better. We're loving what's going on out there. And I tell you, Thanksgiving holiday and what we did a couple weeks ago with that and some of our client events, we're just very thankful for that. But also, we're super excited about sales that are upcoming because of it and how many more people we can help with that team concept. So it's easy to come in here and brag about mm-hmm. some awesome team members that we have. When we come back from the break, we've partnered with an amazing team that goes with those philosophies, follows that system on the lending side. So I want to talk to Tom about the team that he's put together there at Umpqua when we come back from the break. We have some properties to talk about, too. We have a pick three when we come back with some new listings, and we're going to chat a little bit more about what we can do to help you meet your goals and your plan in 2017, because it's coming up before we know it. And we'll be right back.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been kind of breaking down structures, talking a little bit about our business structure, specialization, our teams, and the importance of working with a good team in 2017. Tom and I were talking about topics for the show and getting ready, and we're like, geez, Louise, you know, the end of the year is just coming up quick, and people are going to be getting ready to buy and sell in the new year once we get through the holidays and all of that. So we always see a surge of activity once we get through that. So we just wanted to talk a little bit about what differentiates the Kenmore team, what differentiates Umpqua. So I'm going to turn it over to Tom a little bit so he can talk a little bit about that. And I know we really enjoy the processes up there. It works great for our clients, works great for us personally. And so, Tom, tell us a little bit about what's going on with you and Umpqua.
Well, Lance, when I think about what differentiates us from our competitors here in town, I think first and foremost, it's going to be the consistent levels of service that we offer. We have these really strict business plans and models and systems and routines that we follow on a weekly basis. So it's really consistent that the same thing is going to happen on every file, every week, every transaction, every closing. It all happens the same. And what I think is really nice, like say for your team, is you know exactly what to expect. And you know when the appraisal come in, you're going to hear from us. You know you're going to get your updates on Wednesday. And we do it this way just because we want to provide that consistent service. Now, it's certainly the heart and soul of everything that we do at Umpqua, and everything that we put together and model is based off of how do we offer the absolute best service a client can find. Now, I hear stories from clients all the time how their last transaction was a nightmare, and you kind of get a feeling that they'd been in a bad experience before by some of the way some of the questions they ask you. But we don't look at each client as just another closed transaction or another paycheck. It's we want to create a relationship that lasts not only for my lifetime and my career, but for their lifetime. And then that relationship spreads to their friends and their family. And I think it's really a testament of how well we do when probably around 50% of my business every year comes from either a past client or a past client referral. And it surprises me sometimes how many clients we get who are not first-time homebuyers. They've bought two or three, four homes. And I say, well, who was your lender before? And they say, well, I used this guy once and this guy once and this guy once. Where I would almost consider it an insult if one of my past clients didn't call me because of that relationship that we continue on long after we close that transaction. So it's definitely, I would say without a doubt, the reason we close as much as we do in Tri-Cities is the service levels. And our radio listeners out there, if you want more proof of this, I use Zillow a lot. I think it's a great resource for not only clients, but for people in the industry to really showcase their service levels. Go to Zillow, click on lender directory, type in Washington State, and you'll see my name pull up as the very first loan officer on there. And as the highest rated loan officer in Washington State, according to Zillow. And you'll actually be happy to see, I think, that my overall average is 5 stars. So we worked really hard to get that. And it's taken years and years and years of offering that consistent service to get us to that point. But Lance, I don't do it all by myself. There's an amazing team behind me, and without them, there's no way we could get everything done. Because like you said, I may be the coach, but you don't want me throwing the pass.
Absolutely.
In the end zone.
I like it. Good.
Now, the loan does start with myself, though. I meet with each and every client that I close a loan for. So they'll come in after they've completed their loan application. We go through all their different options. I've checked their income documentation, their asset documentation, and I'm the one that issues that approval letter because my name's the one that's on that approval letter. So very important to me that we know when we issue that approval letter that we're not going to have any surprises down the road. Now, once that client finds a home and they're ready to move forward on it, I have them come back in. And again, I meet with every one of my clients. We'll lock that rate, sign their disclosures, and get that loan started. Now, that loan is then assigned to one of my two assistants, and they're like the quarterbacks from that point on. Their job is to make sure that that file goes smooth as possible and that it meets the closing dates. But they'll issue those weekly communications so the client always knows what's going on and the client always knows what's expected of them. And what I mean by that is there's going to be documentation that comes up that we're going to need from the client, and we make sure to get that to the client, that list of what we need to the client promptly so that they can get it back to us as quick as possible and we can keep that train moving along. But after my assistants put the file together, it then goes to our processing team, and their job is to really put all the pieces together and get it ready for underwriting. They're going to ensure that we have all the required documentation because every loan has different requirements, and they're going to make sure we have every piece that we need to go to underwriting, whether that be income docs or W-2s or the title report, appraisal, verifications of employment. And once we have all those items in, it goes to underwriting. And our goal is we come out of underwriting with as fewest conditions as possible. The underwriter, though, is who has that final say in approving the loan. And they look over the entire loan package to make sure that when we close it, we've met every guideline and we don't have any post-closing conditions where we come back and have to get more documentation. Now, occasionally, they'll come out of underwriting with additional requirements. And then it goes back to the processor and one of my assistants to help round those up. But we try to do that as quickly and seamlessly as possible so that we can get their file over to our doc draw team. And the doc draw team, all they do is draw documents and fund loans. So they'll start prepping those loan documents, get them sent to the escrow company, and you're ready to sign. So as you can see, there are many hands in a loan transaction. From the time that you meet with me to the time you actually get that call from me and we have funded and closed your loan. No way could I be as efficient and offer this levels of service without that amazing team behind us. So thank you to the Umpqua team. But that's how we put it all together, and that's how we make transactions as smooth as we can, Lance.
Tom, that's really good information. I was laughing to myself when you were explaining that because I had this weird thought in my brain of watching you try to type up loan documents and put everything in the right spots. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I'm so glad he doesn't do that part.
Absolutely not. Yeah, so, those loan documents, they can't have any mistakes. It's gotta be perfect.
Absolutely. So yeah, no, that is great. And I can tell you from using that process and our clients using that process that, yeah, it works really, really well. And thank you again for the loans you've closed for all of our clients this year and just the way it's gone. And there's just, I know there's a lot in the pipeline coming up and getting those pre-approvals out. So very, very important piece to what we do. And we're very thankful for that. I always like to get some property in before we run out of time, and that happens. But there is, as there's low inventory, there still is some great properties coming on the market. So when we've got some new ones up here, I wanted to get those out to you. And that is 216-109 East Bowles Road in Kennewick. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath home, and this is on almost 2.5 acres. 18 square feet on 2.5 acres, open floor plan, formal dining room, big kitchen, has a large island, breakfast bar, vaulted ceilings. It's got the split bedroom design, so you've got the private master on one side, double closets, large master bath with dual sink vanity. You've got a 40 by 12 covered back patio with a new hot tub, storage sheds, corrals, lots of fenced pasture, KID irrigation, and this is coming in at $235,000.
Wow.
So great value, great home on acreage. Pick number two, other side of town, where Sandpiper Loop in Richland. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath home in Horn Rapids, almost 2,400 square feet. Great, great entertaining house. You've got formal living and dining combo, corner gas fireplace, pass-through window to the formal dining room from the kitchen, a pantry, dining nook, really, really well laid out floor plan. Half bath and laundry room on the main level. Upstairs, you've got the master suite with a sitting area. You've got a slider off of your kitchen that goes to your patio, large yard, and a big corner lot. And so this is coming in. It's out in Horn Rapids. So you've got the golfing, swimming, and the amenities out there in Horn Rapids. And that's priced at $279,900. So a lot of house for the money there in Richland. And then pick number three, I got one from each city this week, of the three cities this week. Pick number three, this is 8913 Sophie Ray Court. So this is out off of Burden, and you've got Road 90. And so this is a brand new Titan Homes. This is called the Maybell by Titan Homes. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler, plus an office in West Pasco. It's 2117 square feet. Super, super high quality work and craftsmanship. We've got wood flooring, tile accents, LED accent lighting in the entry that you've got to see. It is just an absolute phenomenal, phenomenal detail that they went to, and they kind of backlaid the LED light behind a little false ledge. It's just a gorgeous entry. You haven't seen anything like this. Just lots of built-ins, wine bar with a chiller. You've got sliding barn doors in the office, spacious kitchen with a super, super large island, stainless steel appliances, granite counters. You've got full backsplash, huge master suite with just an amazing master bathroom. Once again, dual vanities in that master. You've got a jetted tub. You've got a walk-in shower and a huge walk-in closet with organization. I mean, this place is just dialed. You're going to walk in, and this is truly move-in ready. And that's coming in at $328,476. So just right at that 328,000 mark, and just an absolutely dialed home that's ready to move into. And we've also got out there in that same subdivision off of Road 90, we've got 18 more lots that we can put a custom build a plan for you on. So any questions about those, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. We're super excited about that. We're taking lot reservations on those additional lots. We're working with a bunch of clients just from this last weekend on new homes out there. So if you're looking on that build side, get a hold of us. It's a great partnership with Titan Homes there to work on and get you in a new construction. So we talked a little bit about Tom with Umpqua and his team. We went over before the break some of the aspects of our team. As we kind of wrap up today, I just wanted to also mention that part of that team that we have there is we have a dedicated property manager. And so a year ago, we had purchased another property management company. We've been growing that side of the business. And so if you're a landlord out there and you're looking to rent your property and you want to take some of that responsibility off your plate, give us a call. We're at Kenmore Team Property Management. You can give us a call or you can go to our property management website. And you can look at the services we offer, what we're doing, and we've really been able, through a lot of technology upgrades, through a lot of hard work and an amazing property manager, RJ Lang is our dedicated property manager there, we've been able to expand those services and once again specialize in an area for our clients that might not be ready to sell. Or they might want to make that investment choice and convert their existing residence into a professionally managed property when they buy their second home. And so it's just another part of that team specialization that we can offer. We'd be glad to get you a quote on those services and see what we can do to help you fill those rentals and manage your investments. Other than that, once again, just a huge thanks to all the listeners and all the referrals we've been getting recently from the radio. We really appreciate that. Tom, what's the website for people to get pre-approved?
You can go anytime to tomcoinhomeloans.com.
And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.